Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to New Life Treatment. I hope you are having a good day today. And today I'm going to talk about the lamp of the body. Yesterday we were talking about lay up teachers in heaven. And we're saying like most of the people, they are focused only on the financial, only like, material. But the Bible said like we need to lay our teachers in heaven. And today I'm gonna be talking about the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 22-23, which says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is full, that is in you, is darkness, how great the darkness. And this is like a very deep text, because it's talking like, what's the lamp of the body? When we talk about lamp, we talk about something like, has light, something like when you turn on a lamp in the darkness, so you will see into the darkness. But here it's talking something more deeper. It's saying about the eye of the people. And we focus on the saying like, if the eye is good, then the whole body gonna be full of light. But it said if the eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. But what's really what's the really meaning about this? And how we can know or how we can see a person that is full of light inside or is full of darkness? And the Bible saying like our eyes, they are the mirror for our soul. And when you see someone, you can see the way they're acting. You can see the face. They can feel the way they talk. But when you look close to the eyes, when you close in front of the eyes, and you might see how the person is feeling inside. But to be able to do that, you need to know how to study the eyes of the people. Because we see people who are really good like at making jokes. They're really good like at talking with people, having fun, they talk about it, it's really good time. But when you get close to these people, and you start looking, to the eyes, close, really close, you can see, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, how sad they are inside. That you can see how frustrated they are inside. And when someone came to you, talking to you about something, and you can really know if that person is saying the truth, or if the person is lying. Because something in the eyes, show us what is inside our body. And that's why the Bible is reflecting about the eye of the body. Because whatever you will see. And that's why we need to make sure, we need to be careful what we see. Because everything, all temptation, all like that sin we do, all the bad thinking, the bad, whatever is bad on our mind, everything started by something we saw. And let's say like the people who's like addicted, to pornography, addicted to erotic. They didn't start like by someone telling them. It started like by something they look. They were watching, it might be like a video, might be a magazine, and that imagine came through the mind and stayed there in the mind. In the Bible saying something about David, David was in his kingdom, the Bible said like he saw like a woman taking a shower. And he said he was on the roof of the castle, and he saw the woman. And after he saw the woman, he wanted for himself. And we know what happened later on. Even he had to kill the husband or the woman because he, you know, but that's not a topic. That's something you're trying to bring like a reference. What happened when you don't are watching out what you see? When you watch out what you see, then you want to be able to, you know, to keep in line, to keep, you know, focus the right thing. What happened when you having a bad situation, when you having like a bad, really bad moment, and you start thinking like, oh, I do my best, I do my effort, you know, trying to, you know, keep, you know, firm in this role, and it seems like everything get worse. But you see some people, they don't go to church, they don't serve God, you know, they're acting like they are no Christians. And you see like everything is good. You see they have a good job, they have a good family, you know. That's what we see. If that's something gonna be true, that's something different. But we think like, and then we start looking at these people and we say like, they will start thinking, why? Why this happened? Why these people, this family, they don't serve God, they don't look for God like the way I do, and they have everything good. And then we start looking at our lives and say like, this is not fair. Because we start looking at other people. But sometimes we only see what is outside. We need to go deeper to see what is inside. And something really not exactly is like everybody who smile, everybody who laugh, not every time is happy. Because they're trying to show they're happy. They're trying to show everything is okay. When you look to the eyes, when you go deeper to your eyes, you will see that's not true. They are loose, acting like everything is okay. That's why the Bible said, like, if our eye is good. When it means good, that means, like, doesn't see what can make, like, bad. He only see what is making, like, blessed. We only see what's, like, is giving up, you know. Whatever we bring, like, blessing, whatever we bring, like, you know, strength, whatever you bring, like the faith strong. That's the means, like if the eye is good, that means the whole body will be full of light. When we start looking only to the cross, we start looking straight, you know, to the road, like to go forward, and you only Jesus Christ, that's the only one we see. We start, if we're reading the Bible, we're praying, we like a focus, you know, on the front, we are focused only on Jesus. And then we, our body, we whole body gonna be full of light. But we are looking around. We see how somebody's life is. If that life is good, they got like a good job, they have a nice car, they have a, you know, dressed really well. We see like something's wrong here. And we see other people and say like, oh, they got everything. You know, we heard these people saying like, there are no, you know, they you know, they don't own anything to nobody, and we own like rent, we own like a lot of things. You know, saying like why this happening, and we don't have to focus with that. I hope I can explain myself. It's like don't believe everything what you see, because mostly of the time, not 100%, but mostly of the time, they're acting that everything is okay. Because they put their happiness in whatever they have. They put their happiness, you know, in all the money, in all the good car, all the good house, all the good clothes, the good phone they can get. They, you know, their happiness is in that. But that's why we don't need to be, we can't be looking to those people. We gotta be looking straight ahead, you know, to the cross, to Jesus Christ, because He's the one who's gonna bring us life. He's the one who's gonna give you support. He's the one who's gonna help us out to go, you know, get up and get away from our problem, get away from our situation. He's the one who's gonna bring peace, you know, to us. He's gonna one who's gonna bring like a hope to our life. But we need to be careful of what we see, where we focus on, to who we are focused on. Because the Bible says if your eye is bad, the whole body will be full of darkness. And he says something very deep. He said like, therefore, the light that is on you is darkness. How great that darkness. That means, let's compare the darkness. And the Bible saying like, okay, he's the darkness and he's your eye. If your eye is full of darkness, you mix it up both of them, how darkness is going to be. But the Bible saying like, he's the darkness. If your eye is good, your whole body is going to be full of light. And then you will know how to go through to the darkness. Because the light of Jesus Christ will be in you. Your eye is going to be good because you're going to be looking the right thing. You'll be looking, you know, where it's important to be looking up. Not to the sizes. The Bible says, don't go away from the left and don't go away from the right. You should go straight. That means like we need to keep focus. We need to keep focus on what the Bible said. We need to focus on what God, the Holy Spirit is saying. We need to focus on what God has been telling us. Because we need to have a close relationship with God. We cannot be looking around. Because when you start looking around, you're gonna lose your focus. You're gonna lose your faith. You're gonna lose your peace. Because you're gonna be looking people happy, acting they're gonna be happy. But inside them, they're sad. And that's the main problem that humanity has. They're pretending. Because you go to the church, 60-70% of the people that are pretending they're happy, but they are not. They're pretending everything is okay, but it's not. They're pretending they are full of the Holy Spirit, but they are not. Because when you are pretending something that you are not, you are lying to yourself. That's why we need to be focused. We need to look astray. We feel a lie, the lie of God. So that's the message for today. And you know, I feel like I'm very excited about it because, I don't know, I feel like God is saying something to you. You might be having like a bad situation. They might be having like a hard time. You might be looking around and see like a lot of people. They're not working in the kingdom of God like you are doing. They are not like getting away for everything you are doing. And you start looking and saying like, what these people, they're having a good life. But don't lie to yourself. Don't let the enemy distract you. Just focus. Because you see to the eye of those people who they're happy, everything is okay, you will see that's not 100% true. So God bless you. And I hope this message has been blessed to you. And if that was the case, I ask to share. And see you next weekend with a new live stream, and have a wonderful day, and God bless you. See you.